Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Muskies Matters with Lakeland University head football coach Colin Bruton. Muskies Matters is a weekly program that gives you, the fans, the opportunity to ask the coach questions about the Muskies, football or sports in general, or just seek Coach Bruton's wisdom about life events that are going on. In this week's episode, the coach talks to us about the upcoming season and what he expects out of his team. He tells us who he expects to step up his game in his sophomore season this year. And the coach explains to us why it's good to be a Muskie. So let's join Muskies Matters. Well, let's welcome back Coach Bruton. Coach, before we move on to this week's show, I just want to say year three you put up with me. I'm pretty impressed with that.
Yeah, it's exciting to be back, and it's exciting. You know, anytime we're talking, it means that football season is here or right around the corner, and we're 48 hours away now. So I'm excited. You know, appreciate you taking the time, and looking forward to it again.
And I have a cool new Lakeland University hat, so that's pretty awesome now. So I'm pretty excited about that. So
absolutely, you got to wear that with pride.
Oh, I will for sure. Do you have any team updates for us?
You know, just we're getting ready for Saturday. You know, Saturday's the opener. It's the home opener. Just a lot of excitement and a lot of good things going on here at Lakeland in general, and we're just excited.
Well, let's talk a little bit about last season, coming off of a tough season, especially by your own standards. So what are things you take away from last season that you thought were teachable moments for yourself and for the team and for your coaching staff?
Yeah, it was a tough year. You know, we finished 4-6. You know, we had some good moments, and we had some times where things were pretty down. You know, we were really young last year, and we don't like to use that as an excuse, but you know, the good thing about it is that those young kids are now a year older, and they're back, and we have that experience, which is going to be really beneficial going into 2019. I think as a coaching staff, it humbled us a little bit, just as a program. You know, we got away a little bit sometimes, I think, from the things that made us good in previous years. You know, we were sloppy at times. You know, technique-wise, we were poor, and we didn't do a good enough job coaching them last year, and I think it kind of revitalized our staff and kind of revitalized our program. There was a different hunger, you know, in our off-season workouts this year than we maybe had going into last season. So that's exciting, and you know, we're ready to kind of get back at it.
I know last season it seemed it was kind of the big play that hurt your team the most. So what are things that you feel you needed to do differently to try to avoid those kinds of plays this year?
Yeah, that's where I think coaching them up, you know, better, making sure that we know kind of fit in the run game and obviously, you know, the different adjustments in our coverages and things like that. So I think part of it's just coaching them better. Part of it is our guys. Like I said, we were young, especially on defense. You know, we had last year five new starters in the secondary. A couple of those guys were offensive guys that came over to defense, you know, during camp last year. So we were, especially early in the year, we were young and kind of just throwing them out there and coaching them on the fly. And I think we're just in better position now to avoid those mistakes. We seem more comfortable with what we're doing, what we're asking of them. And then part of it's just our guys getting experience playing at this level, playing at the speed of the game, and the quality of backs we're going to see, the quality of receivers we're going to see, the quarterback play, and just getting used to it. I thought we played defensively, we played much better as the year went on. And then offensively, we just turned it over too much last year. You know, we turned it over a ton. We put the ball on the ground, you know, way, way too much, and that's been a point of emphasis as well.
You talked a lot about that young secondary through last season as well. How do you feel that they're better equipped for this year?
Yeah, I just think the experience has been huge. You know, we feel really good about our secondary right now. I feel it's going to be a strength. We have five guys back, all five started for us at points last year. You know, Ezekiel Combs and Rayshon Brumfield are going to be our corners. We feel like they're going to be a really good tandem at the corner position. And then at safety, you know, we have a lot of guys with experience. So Andrew Cardell came on really strong at the end of last year, started the last two games and really played well, and he's had a really good camp. Jonathan Haggerty was a converted quarterback for us and was our free safety for much of last year, and he's had a good camp, and he's kind of the guy that gets us lined up and kind of makes a lot of the checks. And then Trevion Smith was kind of our dime back the last couple of years, kind of our sixth defensive back, and he's stepping into more of a starting role, and he's just been so much more confident, so much more physical, and those are the things that we're asking them to do. We feel really good about how those five are playing together, and they're getting a ton of reps together, and I'm really excited about that group. You know, we were pretty good as the year went on with that group last year. You know, they made a ton of strides, and we kind of picked up where we left off, so that's exciting.
Well, let's jump to this season.
You have a very tough non-conference schedule to begin the season. I know you kind of relish that because it gives you an opportunity to really gauge where your team is at. But as you look at that, when you finally get into conference play at the end of September, what is it that you hope you're able to say about your team at that point?
Well, I hope we're saying we're 3-0. That'd be great. But I think for us, just making strides week to week, getting better, and that's all coach speak, and I get it. But we got to be a better team, you know, when we get prepared for Concordia Chicago after the conference season. And we feel like we got three opponents that are going to challenge us, like you said, and you know, teams that do different things. So it's going to give us a lot of different looks on both sides of the ball. And you know, I hope to say that we're a team that's really come together emotionally and kind of the chemistry stuff. And I think we've been better in camp so far with this group than we've been maybe the past couple of years. It just seems like we're a closer knit team. So that's part of it. And I just hope that we feel, you know, like we're ready to go once the conference season started. We're going to get tested, but I feel like we're much better prepared for that test than we were maybe a year ago.
You did not have a particularly big senior class last year. I believe this year's class is 13 at the moment. So what do you expect out of that group to make the Muskies and get them back on top on the NAC?
Yeah, it's leadership. You know, it's guys, and in leadership, a lot of times people think it's vocal leadership, and a lot of it's just being guys that show up and do their job every day, and guys that you can count on day in and day out to do their job and speak up when needed. But we feel pretty good. You know, we're going to start on Sunday or on Saturday. We're going to start two senior offensive linemen that have been 4-year starters for us. We're going to start three senior defensive linemen that have been multi-year starters. You know, some of them 3-year starters for us. We're going to start Jerry Stokes, who's going to be a 3-year starter linebacker and was an all-conference player last year. You know, so we have some guys in those key roles, and then we have some seniors in kind of the key backup roles. You know, Logan O'Neal will be our backup quarterback to start the year, but he's a guy that started games and is a great leader for us. And guys like that, you know, we know that what we're going to get, and we know those guys are going to be ready if called upon. So it's exciting. It's a good senior group. It's a group that's really taken on leadership, really starting in the off season with our off season workouts and just bringing energy. And we've talked a lot about, you know, showing up is the first step, but then showing up with energy and showing up with focus is kind of the two next steps. And we've been preaching that a lot, and that group has really modeled that. They've shown up, you know, every day with energy, and they've showed up with focus, and it's making us better.
Who will be the new captains this season, and what was the process in selecting them?
Yeah, so we do a team vote at the end of camp, and you know, it's always good. We get about two and a half weeks with the guys, and then we ask them to vote for captains. And I was excited. We had 29 players receive votes this year, which I think speaks to just the depth of leadership we have, the depth of quality individuals. But our team selected four captains. So Jonah Carlson, who's our center. Jonah's a senior, 4-year starter, was a captain last year. Is really a great leader within our program. Jerry Stokes at linebacker, another senior. Like I mentioned, he's been kind of the leader on our defense, and has become more of a vocal leader, become more comfortable in that role. Junior running back Larry Rivers, all-conference running back last year, and again a guy who great job in the classroom, just does everything you want him to do, and is a heck of a player. And then probably the one I'm most proud of, we're probably one of the few teams in America that's punter is a captain. So Kyle Erickson for us is our punter, and he's you don't see it very often that the punter is kind of the hype man on the team, but that's Kyle's role, and he's an interesting kid. He's studying to be a priest, so he wants to go into ministry and does our pregame prayer before every game. But just a great kid, kind of a servant leader, and he's also one heck of a punter. You know, so he's out there usually banging punts before practice. He's kind of the hype man, getting guys fired up, and he's a little insane, but I think all kickers are a little insane. So he's our fourth captain, and again, I'm proud that our guys recognized all four of those captains. I think they're all great examples for what we want in the program. But I think, you know, when they select a punter, that's a little different, and it's pretty special.
Your quarterback returns. Tez had kind of battle through a little inconsistency and some injuries last year. So what are you looking for out of him to get his game to the next level?
Yeah, you mentioned inconsistency, and that's it. Just more consistency. You know, more consistency in his reads in both the run game and the pass game. You know, he's got to be a more consistent passer. And he's really the guy. You know, you hate to put it on one player or one position, but if we're more consistent at that position, you know, I think we can really take a jump as a team. And we're going to be better in a lot of areas. We're going to be better around Tez. He was great last year, very explosive in the run game. We just have to be more consistent with it. And then we have to, when we have shots in the passing game, which we will, with how well we think we'll run the ball, he's got to take advantage of those opportunities to make plays in the passing game. So, he's had a great camp, had a great offseason. I think going into this year, he's got a different comfort level, which is really good. And he's been really good through camp, had a good scrimmage last week against Elmhurst. So we're excited about him. We're excited about the piece we have around him. But, I think for him to be just more consistent, play to play, series to series, game to game, is going to be huge for us.
What's your evaluation of your freshman class, and who are some players that you expect to have an immediate impact?
Yeah, it's a really solid freshman class. It's a good group, and it's a group that I think has come in and really bought into what we're about, and has had a great attitude and worked, and that's all the things that's exciting. We don't plan on starting a freshman on Saturday, which is different. I think last year we started 8 freshmen in the opener. So just we're at a different place at the program, and it doesn't really speak to the talent of the freshman group. It speaks more to where we're at with our returners, that we're a little more comfortable with that group. But Corius Leonard's a defensive lineman who's going to see some time, and has had a really good camp. He'll be on the field some for us. In the secondary, Max Raminger Jason Wilder are both guys that are probably going to play some for us. They're kind of our 6 and 7 in the secondary. So they're guys that will be in the rotation. Isaac Anaya, linebacker, has done some really good things for us. And then Damon East is another linebacker that'll see the field some for us as well. And then on special teams, really, we've had just a number of guys on special teams. Our special teams units are kind of littered with a lot of freshmen, and that's a good thing to see. We're getting those guys game experience. And they're owning that role, which is really good. And then on offense, I think our offensive line group, our freshman offensive line group, is really talented. And those guys are pushing right away for playing time. Now we have some returners. We returned 4 starters up front, and then Austin Watts is going to be starting for us. And he was a guy that was a sophomore last year, was kind of penciled in as a starter, and then got injured a couple days before the opener, and was kind of out for a couple weeks and never really got back to his form. But he's had a really good camp. But the freshman group is pushing those guys and pushing them hard, and that's really exciting to see, because that group we think is going to be a strength for us this year. And I think going forward, it's got a chance to continue to be a really good offensive line with the freshman group.
I think you've always told me that you always wanted for your birthday and Christmas to get top-notch offensive linemen. So it looks like you've got your presence this year.
Yeah, so it's the hardest position, I think, to recruit at our level. Really, really big kids everybody wants, so they tend to get scholarship money and things like that. And, we brought in, a number of kids that are, 6'3", 300, that can move and are going to be really good players. There's 3 or 4 kids in this group that, in 2015, my first year as a head coach, would be starting for us as freshmen. We've just improved tremendously, up front, and those guys now are kind of waiting, and they're waiting and they're pushing those guys, but it's exciting. We're deeper than we've been. We've been in years past where 1 or 2 injuries on the offensive line, and we would have been in panic mode, and now we feel like, obviously, we hate to see injuries, but I feel like we got 10 or 11 guys we could put in on Saturday and really wouldn't have a huge drop-off.
You mentioned that you had to play a number of freshmen last year, so who were some sophomores this year that you expect to take their game to the next level?
Yeah, Christian Chapman at receiver, started for us most of the year last year. Again, we weren't real consistent in the passing game, so we didn't get to see everything that he can do, but he's an explosive player. I think he's going to have a really good season. Rayshon Brumfield at corner, I think has the ability to be the best corner in our league. Terrific man cover guy. Just played 10 games last year and was kind of our top corner a year ago as a freshman, and is going to have another really good year. Up front, we're starting 2 sophomores on the right side. So Kendall Davis is our right tackle, DeAndre Fisher is our right guard, and those 2 guys have improved tremendously. If you saw the week 1 film against Carroll last year, they didn't know where they were going at times, and when they got there, didn't know what they were doing. But now, that's a strength for us. Those 2 guys are really solid players. They're strong. They're physical. So those 4 guys, off the top of my head, I think are going to have a big role. Timmy Girard is a guy in the defensive line that started for us most of last year that's back. And he's an explosive defensive lineman. He's going to have a big role for us. I mentioned Andrew Cardell will be our starting strong safety. You know, he's had a really good camp and really came on as the year went on last year. And there's others. It's a good sophomore group, and those guys, you know, like I said, got the experience last year, and it's going to pay off for them now.
You talked about this a little already, but it looks like Larry Rivers and Dez Eddy are going to be possibly the best 1-2 combination in the backfield in the conference this year. So I'm wondering, do you really build the offense around trying to get those two the ball more often?
Yeah, I mean, we want to be balanced offensively, but those two kids, you know, the one takeaway from the Elmhurst scrimmage was they're really good at football. Larry and Dez were making plays, and the biggest thing for us is just to make sure those guys are getting touches. You know, there were times last year Dez Eddy's as talented a player as I've seen, in our program in 13 years, and there was times he just didn't touch the ball enough last year. And he was playing more at receiver last year. We had a little bit more depth at running back and didn't feel like we were quite as deep at receiver, so we kind of moved him out there. And in hindsight, he just didn't touch the ball enough. You know, so him and Larry are both going to be in the backfield. They're going to split carry, split time. Dez is going to be out at receiver some, moving around. But those two kids are special, and they're two kids that have the ability to, go for 100 plus every week, and really have the ability to score every time they touch the ball, and that's exciting. I think there's going to be weeks you're going to see Larry's going to rush for 150 yards, and the next week Dez may rush for 200, and then, it's going to be exciting with those two. It's going to be a real problem. We've had issues in camp just trying to figure out how the hell to stop them, so I'm excited about that because they're really good.
As you entered training camp this year, what were areas that you wanted to focus on in particular?
Yeah, I think a lot of it was just being more consistent with our effort. We spent a lot of time defensively working on just run fits and where we want to fit the run game. We worked a lot on kind of making sure our pursuit angles were better, just being more disciplined in our pursuit angles and did kind of a team pursuit drill almost every day in camp, almost every day this week in practice where we're getting the offense together with the defense and a real high intensity, about 5 to 7 minute period, but we're working our screen game offensively and then working our angles in pursuit and that kind of stuff. So that's been an area of emphasis. Offensively, like I mentioned, just ball security, being better, not putting the ball on the turf. And then just being better with, knowing, offensively, if we get this front, this is how our blocking scheme adjusts. Just being better with our confidence and things like that has been a huge point of emphasis.
So let's talk about tonight's game. You opened with Carroll University. Last year's game against them was very close until the fourth quarter. What are some takeaways from that contest that you focus on for this year?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest takeaway is we got to finish. You know, we led the game 20-10 in the second quarter. We led the game going into the fourth quarter. It was 26-24 going into the fourth quarter, and then we got outscored 21-0. We got outgained 151-6 in the fourth quarter. And those are numbers that every one of the players in our program have heard repeatedly, since January. So talking about finishing in the fourth quarter, and we've played Carroll for 10 years now, and since I've been head coach, this is game five against Carroll, and three of the four games have been decided in the fourth quarter. Three of the four games have had the team that trailed going into the fourth quarter win the game. You know, so twice we came back, and obviously they came back on us last year. So just finishing, last year we got worn down emotionally, but we also got worn down physically. So for us, it's been we've done a little more conditioning than we've done past years, and just making sure that we focused on finishing practices, finishing drills. Last year they had 15 senior starters week one, and we started three. And I think some of it is not taking anything away from Carroll because they played a really good football game. Part of it was they had kids that understood what it took to win a four-quarter college football game. And we had kids that were trying to figure it out on the fly, and they did a really good job. And you can kind of see when you watch the film, at a point in the fourth quarter where they start to wear us down, and we don't respond very well. So that's been a huge point of emphasis. And I think we're better prepared. We're better prepared just with, I think our guys came into camp in better shape, but we've also worked them harder to make sure that they're ready.
You will face a new quarterback for them than the one who was in the 2018 game. What have you seen in him, or have you even been able to evaluate him at this point?
Yeah, we know a little bit about him. Michael Johnson will be their quarterback, so he's a kid that we recruited out of high school. We had him up on a visit, and he chose Carroll and played there a little bit as a freshman in 2017 at quarterback kind of late in the year. Was kind of their second or third string quarterback that year and played a little bit late with some injuries. And last year moved to receiver. So we played against us at receiver. So we know he's a good athlete. We're you're kind of playing a guessing game. You know, the thing about Carroll is they have a lot of new faces this year on both sides of the ball. So anytime you start 15 seniors like they did a year ago, you know, the following year, you're playing some experience. So we're, you know, expecting the things, a lot of the things they do will be similar, but also preparing for the fact that you don't really know. So I think with Johnson at quarterback, you know, good athlete, good thrower of the football. We liked him as a quarterback. We recruited him, and you know, he's kind of a kid that's a little bit more of a dual threat. They ran their quarterback a little bit last year. We're expecting maybe a little bit more quarterback run game, and then we're just kind of going to have to make adjustments on the fly. You know, knowing that they may come out in something that we haven't seen or haven't prepared for. And our guys, we've talked a lot about just being ready for adjustments and ready for. Things may change very quickly on Saturday.
What do you look for as the keys for this week's game?
Yeah, I think the line of scrimmage is the biggest one for us. You know, the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. So, you know, the strength of their returning group, they have three returning starting offensive linemen, and they also return their tight end, who's a really good player. So four guys up front. You know, they've always been a team that's wanted to run the ball first. So we're anticipating that you know, their ability to run the ball against our defense, and then conversely, our ability to establish the run offensively is going to be key. So we talked a lot about the line of scrimmage, and you know, you can say that most weeks, and most coaches say that, but against a team like Carroll, you know, we feel like it even becomes more important because of how they've really been. That's been their strength for many years. They've been good on the defensive line. Kind of year in, year out, and then offensive line has always been the key offensively. So but that's the first one, and then it's the first game of the season. So it's, you know, a lot of times week one, you don't win the game, you just try not to lose it, you know, and a lot of times it's the other team losing the game more so than you winning the game. So it's the ball security stuff, it's special teams mistakes, and that kind of stuff that can really cost you. So we just want to be really sound in those areas. And then, you know, we're anticipating the game comes down to the fourth quarter. So we've talked a lot, like I said, about finishing and being really good in the fourth quarter. That's one of our team goals every week is to win the fourth quarter, and we've really stressed that as well.
Now, I understand that all games are important, but is there a greater significance placed on this particular game, not only because it's the first game of the season, but because it's also your first home game of the season?
Yeah, I think there's, especially coming off a tough year, I think there's huge value in this one, and just starting off with on a good note, starting off 1-0 is huge. You know, you don't want to get in a situation where any doubt starts to creep in. You know, I'm confident that we are a significantly better football team, you know, week one in 2019 than we were in 2018, and that's exciting. But you want to start off and see the results. And it's an important game for us. You know, we're expecting perfect weather. It's going to be 70 degrees, and, you know, it should be a great, you know, kind of early fall or late summer afternoon on Saturday. And, you know, I think we'll have a good crowd. People on campus are excited, and we're excited about it. But, yeah, I think there's huge importance to it. And, you know, it's kind of a game that we've been looking forward to now, you know, since the end of last season. And when we got back to start second semester and we started off-season workouts, you know, it was kind of all pointing towards week one. So it's important to get off on a good note, and you know, we feel pretty good about the matchup.
Before we head to our final question, big Bears-Packers matchup tonight. Do we have a prediction?
Yeah, I like the Bears. I like the Bears kind of in a low-scoring game. So I'm going to say, 21-17 Bears. We're ready at the Bruton household. So I got, you know, my 10-year-old, mom's a Packers fan, and I'm obviously a Bears fan. So Colton, our 10-year-old, has been trained since a young age to be a Bears fan. And our 4-year-old, Kanan, is kind of our firecracker at home. So he's a Bears fan or a Packers fan, depending on, you know, what he wants at the moment and who's around. So he's, you know, he's telling mom he's gonna root for the Packers. He's telling me he's gonna root for the Bears, and it usually depends on who's more likely to give him an ice cream cone or something like that at the end of the night. So he's going back and forth. So, you know, the boys will stay up and probably watch a half with us, but we're ready. We got pizza on tap, and it's gonna be a fun night.
And why is it good to be a Muskie?
You know, it's always great to be a Muskie, but week one, there's excitement. Like I said, it's the start of a new season, and that's awesome. And our guys are ready to get back in the field. And, you know, the other thing I'll mention is we got some, starting next week, we got some locker room improvements going in. And we had some alums. Bob Lafredo was kind of the key guy in spearheading some of that effort. And our administration really prioritized the project, saying, we got to make some improvements to the locker room. So we're getting some new flooring coming in, and we're getting 100 new lockers that are going to be a much more collegiate feel. So it's things like that that make you, you know, excited to come to work every day, to know that your administration's behind you, and they're behind not only us as coaches, but also the players and the program in general, and they want to do things to make things better for our players. So, next week we got a bye week, so it's going to be a great time for them to get in and get the lockers out and get the new ones put in. And our guys are excited, we're excited, and hopefully we're celebrating a win this week as well.
That's awesome. Thanks for joining us this week, Coach.
All right, I appreciate it, Rob.
We want to thank Coach Bruton for joining us on Muskies Matters this week. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask the Lakeland coach, please send them to us at colinbruton@minorleaguesportsupport.com. That's colinbruton@minorleaguesportsupport.com. Please have your questions to us by Tuesday evening so we can give the coach a little time to review them before we record the show. I'm Rob Pannier, the managing editor of the Minor League Sports Report, and we'll see you next time on Muskies Matters.